I mean, you get back up because you can breathe and walk. Yeah, I say, we're human beings, we all make mistakes. And again, that's uncharacteristic of me. You know, that's nothing of my history shows, and it's nothing that my future's going to be. It's tough. You swallow it. You know, you become more conscious of it, and you go on to the next play and the next game. But in that critical situation, that's what it's hard to swallow, you know. Saying with the ball's on the 17, you know, game's on the line, moving the ball, opportunity to win, and for a costly error like that, that's kind of hard to swallow. But you do. It's a game next week, and that's what we're preparing for now.
Tom's message to the team?
His message is clear as day, you know, every single week. Somebody asked me what's something that I gathered from Coach Coughlin since I've been here for the short period of time. And something that he said a few times that stuck out to kind of who he is faces change, but expectations never do. And he expects great from us. That's what he's going to get. And, you know, the message was today, you can't beat anybody in the NFL, much less a good team, when you have 10 penalties in critical situations, when you're turning the ball over in critical situations, and, you know, not putting enough points on the board. So we need to clean up our act. You know, the self-inflicted wounds need to stop. And once they stop, we get to play Giants football and put some points on the board and win.
Rashad, is there pressure on you? I mean, it's only two games, obviously, and there's a lot of time left. But do you guys feel more pressure now getting off the start that you're off to?
I wouldn't say pressure. I mean, everybody's different. Pressure could be a great thing. Pressure break pipes, but they also make diamonds. So you're going to get the best out of every player. You know, everybody's going to dig deep. You know, we love this game. We have a lot to prove. You know, we've been doing it since we was little kids, so we're going to get back to work. No pressure on anybody. Nobody needs to press. We need to execute the little details. We do that, and I think we'll be happy with the outcomes we get.
Tom was saying yesterday, you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for us because we're 0-2. We got to go out there and do it ourselves. I mean, did you sense a resolve that everybody's kind of like past losing two in a row and it's, you know, it's time to start, you know, working harder and doing more?
Yeah, I mean, working harder and working smarter is a very thin line. You know, when we cut on the tape, it's the mistakes of, you know, it can come down to communication. Communication is key to a lot of things in life. So we clean up the communication and everybody's on the same page, know what we expect, know what we're going to get. I think we can adjust really well and put ourselves in a good position then to play the physical game. We get the mental out the way. We'll be fine. There's a lot of upbeat, a lot of energy in this locker room. When we cut on the tape, it's different. You know what I mean? Obviously, the results tell it all. But when you study film and you see the details and you understand why you're losing and you understand that it's fixable and you understand the man come to work every single day, and we're going to be fine. We're headed in the right direction, and it needs to start now, obviously. But what else are you going to do? We're going to come to work and get ready for next Sunday.